all these intelligent people with no ulterior motive, I haven't paid them. I haven't promised them anything. Okay, thank you. So, it's an age-old spiritual saying, the radiance you seek is within you. You don't have to worry about finding it, but you do have to consider as seriously as you can that you may be avoiding your own radiance when you try to transcend, when you try to go beyond, rather than be in whatever life in this moment has brought you. That might, as a method, as a technique, as a thing that works, be practically much more effective. I very strongly believe it would be. Okay?
Yes.
Yeah. Try, make your mantra, am I avoiding something right now? And if I even suspect I might be, can I just stay with whatever it is and not try to move away? Without doing anything, without going nuts with it. I don't mean, you know, try to enter painful feelings more. I just mean, don't go anywhere. Don't avoid. Just quietly be with it and see what you get to see in yourself. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for bringing your radiance.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. I can see it here for a long time.
It's a great view. It's a radiant view. It's a radiant view.
Everybody's radiating back. It's addictive.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you for coming up.
Thank you.
This is really one of the most common experiences I get to have. Radiant people show up. People who just, it's a joy to just look at them. And then 9 times out of 10, if not 9.9 out of 10, they'll say something when they speak of like, well, I'm looking for radiance. Or, I can't find the beauty that I know is there. And this beautiful person is saying that. This person who just emanates beauty, you know. It's always amazing. So yes.
Okay.
I am. No. I'm going to address you as directly as I know how.
Okay.
Stronger than it's possible. I swear to you. I testify to you. I guarantee you that it is absolutely possible for any intelligent adult human being who is relatively intact, not mentally aberrated or seriously physically compromised, to absolutely come to a state of permanent non-suffering, of absolute, real, abiding inner peace. However, it gets characterized. Different people experience what we're talking about differently, characterize it differently. You keyed into when she said peace, so we'll use that phrase, but it's experienced differently in different ways by different people at different times. But the part that I want to address very emphatically, because Carol said it too, and I want her to hear it, is what good is it if it's fleeting? If you get a little fleeting inner peace here and there in this life, so what? Yes, it's absolutely possible and reasonable